The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I,
Francis Albert,
are just like a couple of tots.
We're swinging, baby.
Running across a meadow.
Yeah.
Picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young.
606 with Piscopo, swinging Francis Albert.
You make me feel so young.
I wear my shades. See, you know why I always you see people wear shades? It's because they look like this when they don't have shades on. I took my glasses off. It's like early in the morning, but we're here. We're on TV. We're YouTubing. We're Facebooking, and it's great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Al. That's a great tune. Great classic tune from Francis Albert Sinatra. A lot going on. We'll get into it. A lot of guests. We are live in the studio. Frankie is here, and Al's here. Everybody's here. Debbie's here. George is there. Thank you, George, for watching over everything, and Yuri. And I'm very upset this morning because I realized one thing before we start, and we'll revisit it. But I've asked Matt Conklin, our media, social media genius, to do something about it. I honestly believe that the religious leader in Iran, Khomeini, is Bernie Sanders. They're one in the same person. If you take a look, and we're building. I know. Have you seen them in the same place at the same time? You have not. I'm telling you. And Matt's putting together a video or at least a still, a graphic. In due time, I will prove my case. They look identical, these guys, you know.
I don't know. I'm in Iran. What am I doing in Iran? I'm here.
Oh, you can't make it up. Bernie Sanders, free college for everything. Is it retroactive? And can I get it for my kid? Free everything. Are you kidding? Free, he's going to absorb all of the college debt, which comes over $1 trillion. I don't know how they do it. Who's paying for it? Wall Street will pay for it, apparently. That'll be great because the countries then won't leave the country, will they? The companies won't leave the country, right? So it's how it's done. And then Elizabeth Warren tries to outdo Bernie, and it's going to be more free stuff, which I would – you know what? It would be awesome if they could do it, but you know you can't. The only point that Bernie Sanders made that was smart, we bailed out Wall Street. Why can't they bail us out? So, and to that point, I say if you're going to bail out General Motors – and Barack Obama bails out General Motors, they should have put in the contract not to ever leave the United States of America and not to close plants. That you got to do your best to, even if the CEO has to make less than $30 million a year. See, now I sound like a socialist. But the fact that we're going to absorb all college debt, free everything, free community college, can I get that? Can you get that? And what about all the people that are totally, you know, laden with college debt. It's making no sense at all. But it's fun to watch, I'll tell you that. Jaden Horn is with us, Communications Director of Reclaim New York. We love Jaden. He's a good guy, and he'll come on live. I'm going to see what we could do with this as the New York legislative session ends. We're going to get into that. Jason Johnson on. He's a political strategist, founder of J2 Strategies. We're going to see about what's going on with the 2020 election, what happens with the debates, which are tomorrow. So I'm excited to tell you that my longtime friend, the legend Chaz Palminteri, live in the studio, which is great, with Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice, founder of Blue Lives Matter. There's going to be a great event we're going to tell you about that Chaz is very supportive of the NYPD, as we are. And so he's going to do a whole big event, and we want to let you know about it. And Chaz is coming in the 8 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss it. Mike Gallagher with us, Congressman Lee Zeldin. Look at this. Look at this list, please, that Frankie Five Boroughs put together for you personally. For you personally, he said to me before we went on the air, he said, I personally take this responsibility of the guest list so to my heart that I am just obsessed. I can't sleep at night. And the reason I fall asleep on buses, Frankie said, he said this two minutes ago, he said to me, he goes, I fall asleep on the bus because I'm so worried that the guest list isn't going to be up to snuff. This is how hard I work. So, Frankie, thank you for that. I'm lying. Joe Givinella is here. He's the head of Durasan. And when you have the head of Durasan here, it's always a good day. And John Wiggis is president of Nassau County Detectives Association. MS-13 problem out in Long Island still. Thank God for Congressman Peter King. Thank God for Lee Zeldin for working on that. But, you know, it's something that we have to worry about. So it's great to have you here. So I went yesterday, Mr. Runaround. That's all I do now is drive. Thank you. And if you need a lift, you want to just text the station. I'll come pick you up because I'm driving around anyway. And went, saw my mom, got mom out of the hospital. Thank you. She goes for a checkup. You know, we worry. And you go to the hospital, checkup. Now she's in rehab and it's doing good. Thank you. A big shout out to my brother Richie for making all that happen. It was just great. And I go over there. Then I come into New York. This is only me. You know, I like to stop by a church. I believe you look over my left shoulder, you will see the cross of Christ. And I put that up because they're trying to, you know why I put that up? Because they're trying to take it away. And I like to really irritate people. They're putting Jesus behind me. And then that little red, white, and blue cross that you see over my shoulder, that's a little Charlie made that for me at school, right? 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. So I like, but I honestly, I don't care what religion you are. You drop in your temple, your mosque, or you know, say a prayer to yourself or just be aware of your surroundings and be kind to everybody, you know, whatever. You don't have to get into a religion. But I went by one of my favorite churches, St. Malachy's on 49th Street. And that was Chris Farley's favorite church. And I told you this before. I came in and I got into the city. And I went to Rock of Ages, the premiere of Rock of Ages at the New World Stages. You got to check that out. Looked fantastic. My buddy Barry Habib put it together. So I dropped by, took pictures. And then when you're on morning radio, you have to stand in the back. And I'm telling the usher, I'm leaving because I have to get up in the morning. Like, I was just looking at me like, oh, my gosh, okay, you're an old guy, you know. But by the way, you got to check it out. Rock of Ages at the New World Stages. We'll be talking about that. So it was a good rock and roll and stuff. You know, it's like a classic play by the concept came up with by my friend Barry Habib. So I was there for Barry last night. We took the pictures, right, went over. And I was in the same parking lot, by the way, that I believe I used to park as I went to Saturday Night Live with my Ford Fairmont. Thank you for asking. Yes, it was a Ford Fairmont when I first went on the air at SNL. I drove a Fairmont, like Jerry Seinfeld used to see my cars. It looks like a government vehicle, Joe. He said it was. But I parked in the same lot, did the pictures, and then I come down 49th Street, and I'm going to hook onto the West Side Highway and swing down to Wall Street, right? So I go to St. Malachy's Church, and I said, let me pray this at this great church. And stay with me too, because this, you maybe think I'm crazy, but the saints, like Father Paul Bilecki said, the saints are there. They have Saint Genesius there. I told you that's the actor saint, Saint Vitus for comedians. Listen to me. They have like Saint Olivia. They have Blessed Dina, right? And they have different saints for music. So Saint Cecilia. So I go, okay, let me go in and pray. And only so as I walk in, I go, okay, I'm going to do this because I got upset with the other priest shaking me down, you know, at the other church. I'm going to go to St. Malachy's now, and I'm going to pray over here. This is great. So I go in and park the car illegally. I put the flashers on, and I run across the street, and I go in, and I walk in, and I go, I'm going to feel all the goodness of this church. There's Jesus on the cross. There's all the saints around me. and there's a funeral going on. Only me. I walk into the middle
of the eulogy.
Now, you know, do I pray? And you know what? It was the urn. It was an urn at the altar. And he was a great actor. This is what I heard. And he started out, and I'm layering the eulogy. So I said, oh, man, I don't know what to do. Do you walk out? Do you pray? I mean, I said a prayer for the guy. Only me to walk in the middle of a, because I like to hit all the saints. There's Mary, Joseph, you know, so he couldn't quite get there. So I said, so I stayed in the back, and I prayed as best as I can around the funeral. But then they started, and I don't mean to make light of it, but it was an actor. It's the Actors' Chapel. They started doing reenacting, like, favorite plays of the guy in the urn. They started, like, doing scenes like that. Only I would walk into a situation like that. So I said quietly my prayers, a little prayer for the gentleman in the urn. He was a guy, apparently, because I heard. I got his eulogy. Matter of fact, I could tell you what his life story is. Matter of fact, I heard the whole thing. But only
thankfully, nobody recognized. You imagine? He knew Joe Piscopo?
Oh, my God.
Joe, would you mind saying a few words? No, I don't know the guy.
I am paying respects to the deceased.
That's terrible.
He was a great actor.
Great guy.
Great actor.
Great guy. Oh, so many roles. Do you have a script that I can read something?
God forgive me. I'm in there. Wow. People are just staring at me. And you know what's weird?
You're having a good week. You're having a good week so far.
Priest shaking me down.
Right.
I walk into another church.
Fighting for Mylar balloons in a hospital.
That was the best.
Lighting candles.
Oh, God.
Bringing a pet into the room. And now you're at some guy's funeral.
And I walk in ready to be embraced by God. And I walk in and then, boom. And he died too young. And he was, I think, and I'm
just here for the prayers. Just,
and they had the urn up front. Then I'm looking around. It was the most curious, eclectic group. There was a guy eating pastries in the pew.
Oh, my goodness.
The funeral was going on.
I got a sugar problem.
It was. And the guy had a paper plate, and he's like, and he's eating his pastries. I swear to God. And I'm watching. Only me.
These schmaltzels are delicious.
You know, I mean, in the church. In the church.
He couldn't wait?
No, he couldn't. Exactly.
Only thing better would be if they had made you sing at the funeral when you got there.
Ave Maria. That would have been fantastic.
Here to lead us in a song and share his own personal recollection.
That's why this dead guy is a champ. Yeah.
I'm going to page six tomorrow. Joe Piscopo paid respects. Long time Broadway guy.
Oh, man. Right. So, and then again, I'm just only me because, you know, how, what the funeral? It was late. It was later. It was nighttime. It was nighttime at them.
There's a guy eating. I mean, how do you eat?
He was eating like, you know, like with the powdered sugar, you know, like that kind of like that.
Zeppoli?
Yeah. Not like, kind of like not a Zeppoli, but kind of like a light kind of flaky thing. I was going to ask for some because I was very hungry by that time because I did not eat. I got to the premiere.
You got an extra piece? I got some Durasan for that. Don't worry.
But no one, see, they were staring at me, and I would have said, Joe, what are you doing here? I'm here for the deceased. I'm so sorry. Yeah. But you know what's great, though? I have to tell you, and I'm joking. I'm just joking. And good morning. It's great to have you with 17 after 6/6/17, my birthday. Thank you very much. And thanks for your nice birthday wishes as well. They did acting stuff. Frankie, they did, like, they were true actors. You know what I mean? Like, this was an actor. There were not a lot of people there, but they still, they did his favorite you know, stanza from a certain play or something. I thought that was kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and he was, and that he had it there at St. Mark's.
At your funeral, what would you like us to reenact?
No, online. Like JoePiscopoReallyDead.com. You go online.
Well, Frank and I will reenact a role. You know, we'll.
You won't go. You won't go. Because you'll be at Tappan Paragon. and then.
Do you know why Al is taking off on Thursday?
Let me guess. There's a beer fest somewhere.
No.
What?
So Al has an appointment to take his wife for a tattoo.
Right. Her birthday is today. She couldn't get the appointment for today.
Happy birthday, right. Jennifer. Listen.
She couldn't get, she's asleep right now. But
then happy birthday to all the platonic friends that are listening.
Right. Her birthday is today, but she couldn't get the appointment for today. She's getting it for Thursday. So I have to drive her to Morristown. For the appointment.
Right. I mean, one might ask, why couldn't an appointment be made after the show? You know?
Because the time is the time. They tell you noon, and that's it. You got to be there, and we have to leave by, you know, 11
o'clock. You are so like that. Do you ever take the time when someone gives it to you, Frankie? You never do. You do the time when you're available.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. You're paying your service, and you could do that. So, and you're taking off Thursday for a tattoo.
She's getting a test. She's getting two.
Oh,
of them.
You're not getting.
She's
that's
finishing.
Right.
Yeah, she's finishing the sleeve on her own.
Did you talk to management about that?
Yeah, they know. I'm entitled to a day off. I get criticized for taking a day off. The last time I took a day off, I'm lying in bed and I get a text from Joe at 7:50. Help. Help. You know what I did? I put the phone back over and I went back to bed. That's exactly what I did. You know why? Because I was off.
I don't think anybody's criticizing you being entitled to a day off. I think what we're all criticizing is the rigidity
why do I have to give a reason for my day off? It's a vacation day.
Absolutely.
That's all.
It's a legitimate vacation day.
Yes.
And this is how you spend your vacation.
You think I want to spend my vacation? She's going to be on a couch or whatever getting a tattoo. I'll be sitting in a cafe sipping coffee or a beer. That's it.
Here at work with us.
Right. But, these are the things that you do.
Absolutely.
These are the beautiful things. And this...
you walked into a church in the middle of a funeral last night. I mean, who had it better?
Debbie's taking off tomorrow to get a belly piercing.
No.
Hey, Debbie. How are you? Oh, my God. I walk in the middle of a funeral, right? Is it only me?
Yeah,
huh?
That's so funny. And the guy was sitting there having donuts in the pew.
It was like a light pastry. I'm not sure what it was. But it had powdered sugar, and he was like smacking his finger. No, he was taking his wet fingers and then picking up the white powdered sugar, off the paper plate, and then putting it back on his tongue. And maybe it was, it could have been cocaine. I'm not sure what it was.
Oh my gosh. So did you end up staying for the entire funeral?
I felt obligated. So I stayed as long as anybody hit it. Go in, go funeral, I'm gone. So I stayed, I prayed a little bit. Now I'm stuck. And then, Frankie's right, I should have done a tune.
Yeah, you could have sent me Ave Maria.
Excuse me, you mind if I do a little something here for the deceased? What's his name again, Bob? For Bob? Yeah.
Hey, let's swing it.
So honored that all of you are here for one of my best friends.
I don't want an urn. I thought it was just like a special service of some sort. It was a... until I saw a box in the middle.
Oh.
I want to see when I'm laid out, and it's going to be online, I want anybody to come, but I want to see the coffin with the white, the religious,
In your case, they're not going to call it an urn. They're going to call it a pay.
Don't worry, Joe. We'll have all the saints lined up around the coffin. We'll have all the statues of the saints.
All my ex-wives, too? That'd be great.
Oh, your ex-wives, they'll be there. Probably some ex-girlfriends, too, We'll have all the saints lined up for you. You'll be all set.
They'll be waiting for the reading of the will at Mike Connor's office. That'd be great. This is a group Uber to Mike Connor's office. Let's see what Joe left me. Oh, Debbie, how are you this morning? Debbie, hi, I see you, 6:22.
Hi,
Debbie's on the roads on AM
guys.
970, The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the 7 train. Everything back on or close. N train service suspended between Ditmars Boulevard and Queensboro Plaza. It's all due to some ongoing police department activity over on 5th Avenue, getting out through Brentwood. We're getting reports of some ongoing police department activity with an accident there. Deegan South moving solely into the Cross Bronx because of earlier problems. And the westbound belt right by Sunrise Highway, a collision. Jackie Robinson heading west right into Metropolitan Avenue. All lanes closed with an ongoing accident investigation, so watch for some delays there. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Watch for slowdowns on 78 East, exit 12 with a collision. 80 East, exit 34, a crash being cleared. Garden State Parkway North at 135, it's an accident as well. Showers today with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's almost July 4th, and Noble Gold is rejoicing by offering patriots and Trump supporters two distinct collector pieces that celebrate our president's exoneration and his second year in office. There is the beautifully minted 1 ounce solid silver Trump 2020 freedom coin made of pure silver. On one side is an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists major achievements. The second piece is the new 10 ounce Yes, I have it. Silver bullion bar, inscribed with an image of the U.S. flag. And on the other side, the words, United We Stand, proudly take center stage. The craftsmanship on these are extraordinary. For Independence Day, Noble Gold is offering both at $20 off. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com, use the code Dennis20, or text Dennis20 to 511-511 to save $20. And receive a free Trump Pence 2020 bumper sticker. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com. Standard tax rates may apply.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 6:25. We are on YouTube. We're on Facebook. If you want to see the faces for radio, it's not pretty, but we are here for you on AM970TheAnswer.com at Jersey Joe Piscopo. Oh, I love telling you about Headlight Harness. I have to stop by Frankie Fibros to see Peter Pianelli. He's not far from here. His office is not far from here. Marilyn and Peter, this is great. How many times have you said with your husband and your wife, hey, we should do this. Hey, we should do that. Well, here's a couple from New Jersey that actually came up with one of the greatest inventions ever. It's called Headlight Harness. Please check out headlightharness.com. It's a harness for your dog, your cat. They can even make them for horses. I'm just saying. But let's go with your dog, okay? You have a harness for your dog, and it's got a bright LED light integrated right into the chest of the harness, making the dog highly visible to vehicles and illuminating the path so you don't need a flashlight and other cars see the dog. Do you know, and I'm hesitate to tell you, this is such a sad statistics, but it's true. Approximately 1.2 million dogs are killed on the roads every year, right? Now I'm out in the boondocks, so Otis doesn't, thank God, get out into the roads, but he is all around. There's bear. There's the, like, there's coyote out where I swear to goodness gracious, it's crazy where I am. And I like that. I could put that on Otis. I could punch the light up. I told you when I go with Otis somewhere, put him in the back of the car, and then we get out somewhere, I put the headlight harness on, punch up that LED light, everybody sees that dog for the safety of the dog. And this is also, and I know I have my talking points in front of me, but I have to tell you from the heart what I love about it. It's not a choke design. It goes around the body of the dog. Otis is 100 pounds, 115 pounds, something like that, and he does not even notice when the headlight harness is on. You will love the headlight harness. I got one for my sister Carol for her dog, so when she takes the dog to the hospital room, which was probably illegal, the dog has a headlight harness on. You got to love the headlight harness. It comes in any color. You could customize it. I did that. You could put the name of the dog on the headlight harness. Got to check it out. From Marilyn and Peter Pianelli, a great couple with an absolutely great product. Go to headlightharness.com. Use the promo code AM970, please, for 20% off any product on the site. Headlightharness.com. Promo code AM970. If you want, you can call the 800 number. 597-0181.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Jaden Harden's coming in, Communications Director for Reclaim New York. He'll coming up after the news. We'll be talking about how the taxpayers are just getting ripped off. And if you see the statistics, and Jaden will tell you, most of the states that are doing good are the states without this ridiculous high tax rate. They really are. Because the people who are making money are being forced out. And those are the people who are paying most of the money. Jason Johnson, political strategist. strategist. We're going to be talking about the 2020 election. Chaz Palminteri, live in the studio with Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice, founder of Blue Lives Matter in New York City. Mike Gallagher, Congressman Lee Zeldin, Joe Giovanello. He is the CEO, owner of Durasan. Anything that you want to keep sanitized, Joe can tell you. Durasan is the product. And John Wiggis, apparently still an MS-13 problem ongoing out in Long Island, and he'll get into it. He is the president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. And look at this. Jaden brought in Starbucks, which I hate to plug Starbucks. They don't need it, but a triple espresso from Starbucks. Jaden, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Need that.
Very nice.
Can I order my breakfast? Did we order the breakfast yet?
You say, did we? I did not. Right. So I don't know if anyone else.
The answer is probably no.
And who does that? I can't ask Matt because I was asking Matt to put this together. And Martavius, can we order? Can we breakfast maybe? Do we have the place to call?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Because hey, you know we're a big radio station. It's like. It's like when the priests start talking to me, like, oh, you're on the radio. Yeah, that means I have to grovel for everything. Like, a hotel room, paid for my own hotel room yesterday, God forbid, you know, and there's no car, and then no breakfast, and it's okay. You know why? You know why, Frankie? Look at me. You know why?
Why?
Humility. It makes you humble. You can get ticked off. You could gripe about it. No, it makes you stronger and humble. And you know, as a corporate warrior, you're putting that extra money into the corporation. Huh?
You got to feel good about that. Whatever we can do to make corporations richer.
Let me go into my pocket and pay for my breakfast. Hold on. Hey, so this is it. I don't mean to be an alarmist, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I've not heard this on the news, but we present this to you this morning before we break for Al. This is something that I think is searing. It's a little unsettling, as it were. I think that the head of Iran, the politist Khomeini, is that
right? The supreme leader, yes.
Supreme, the grand high exalted mystic ruler from the Raccoon Lodge is called Khomeini,
exactly.
Right? Okay. So I believe he is Bernie Sanders.
Really?
I think, yes. I think Khomeini and Bernie Sanders, have you seen them in the same place at the same time?
No.
Ever? You haven't. So I asked Matt Conklin, our social media genius, to put together a graphic. And George, Yuri, if you'd be so kind to punch that up and take a look, and you could see this, and you could go on JRZY. Joe, look, is now.
Oh, wow.
Man, is that close?
The resemblance is uncanny.
You never see them together. I think Bernie is an agent for Iran. I think he comes into the country. Look, you can't tell me. He puts that fake beard on. Mm. You see the fake beard?
Well, they already have free college in Iran.
Exactly.
You know.
Look at Khomeini as you look. And I'm sorry, you could go to at Jersey Joe Piscopo. We'll tweet it out as well. Or the Joe Piscopo show on Twitter. Look at Khomeini and listen to this. The president is a liar. Look at him. Look at what he can't say. He's a liar. Free college for everybody. Like it, I read. I'm just saying. I don't mean to be an alarmist, but we'll put that out there. Thank you, George.
That's
Thank you very much.
Funny.
Well,
that's good.
I like that.
Does
they look? Oh, God. I got to get
it. You look great.
No. I need plugs and surgery, but I'm trying to. You dance around. At my age, you dance around. You hold on as long as you can. A little makeup here and there while we're on camera.
You're great.
You know? I did that premiere, Rock of Ages. Very nice.
You had fun?
You know, did I have fun? Do I ever have fun when I go out?
No. I feel bad. I don't feel like you ever get to have fun.
You know when I'm in my zone? I went the other day. It was,
Carol Walt's here, that's the closest I've seen.
Yeah.
You being content.
Because he doesn't talk. He just, that's his fun.
You guys are the best. Are we working, when Al gets the tattoo for his wife?
No, she's getting a tattoo.
Okay.
I'm not.
And it's you and me? It's you and me?
Well, yeah. I turned down a trip to Miami to go be there for the debates to be here.
Will you go and we'll talk to you?
No. Do you realize, like, if the least thing goes wrong when both Al and I are off, what Jerry would do to me?
Oh, yeah.
You get the blame?
Absolutely.
I'll put this to you.
No.
I submit this to you respectfully as a producer of the program. Always working as hard as you do. Go to Miami. Well, you can take.
Who's paying for you to go down to Miami?
Well, there's a cable network that was going to
pay. This is great. You should go, Frankie. I'll do the show. I'll invite Miss Alton to be my broadcast partner.
Well, it's not necessarily the on-air aspect of it that I'm worried about. It's the, you know, if something goes wrong technically.
Do we have Matt Zambolin in? Can we get Matt in?
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay. So, yeah. So
yeah,
you're afraid of something.
I will be here. I will be here.
Yeah, so you Happily. Gave up a trip to Miami
right.
just to be with us.
That's my birthday gift to Al's wife.
You know, I mean, this is the best part. So I put in this vacation.
No, hook, line, and sinker.
No,
you go. I put in my vacation day
weeks ago.
He says to me yesterday. Frank starts this. I see a little glint in his eye.
Because he loves to stir the pot. He's a pot stirrer. Of course.
One day you should go like this.
My wife makes his appointment.
Maybe you're right, Frank. Maybe you're right. I dare you.
But here's the thing. I'm off on Thursday. I don't care what you do. Honestly, you go to Florida, you don't go to Florida. It doesn't matter to me. I'm off. But my point is, my wife made this appointment months ago.
You make me feel so young.
I put in the time weeks ago. Mm-mm. I got the day off. Mm. He drops this bomber because this is what Frank likes to do.
Yeah.
He likes to wait till the last possible minute to tell everyone.
It became a last minute thing. Okay. You know, I just found out about
it. And then he goes, how negotiable are you on this? Mm-hmm. Talk to my wife, not me. She put the deposit down. We're paying for it. That's it. She's not canceling.
I wouldn't take off to get a tattoo for somebody else, wife or not. I wouldn't get a tattoo.
So, whatever. Different strokes for different folks.
Hey, Al, may I make some music requests that I meant to text you yesterday?
No, forget about it. You want Michael Jackson? Today is his 10th anniversary of his death. Sure, we'll play Michael Jackson.
10 years already?
And Farrah Fawcett, too.
Wow.
Remember, Farrah died earlier in the day, and she was like the big news until Michael Jackson.
I know we got a break, and Jaden Horne is here. But I got into this song. There was a gal nurse at the hospital, and her name was Julia. So me and my brother.
They spoke to you at the hospital the other day after all the illegal things you did?
They didn't know. I apologize. Everything's
good. How'd you hide the dog? Good. What do you mean? The other stuff is...
The dog was like a comfort thing or something. It was like a comfort thing. That's great. With the headlight harness on, with the light.
Comfort dog. He's 9 feet tall. That's a comfort.
So this girl, Julia, walks in. So Richie and I start singing, Julia. Do you remember this song? Julia. I thought about James Rosen. Because he is the number one Beatles fan and aficionado and probably the greatest historian about the Beatles is James.
No doubt.
That is a great song. And this nurse walked in and looked at me, my brother, saying, these two old creepy guys are singing to me now. We can dig up Julia. Great song. Also, because John Lennon voiced that, I believe. And look at me rediscovering the Beatles because I'm a Warren Animals, Dave Clark 5 guy, as you know. Also, here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. That was the influence of Bob Dylan on John Lennon. And whatever that song that is, Al, can you look that one up for me? You better hide your love away. You've got to hide your love away. Okay. You've got to hide your love away.
What do you want first?
Julia. Okay. It's in my head. I can't get it out because I started playing.
Who sang it? Was it the Beatles?
It was called the Beatles. They were a big group back in the 60s.
There's this new movie out called Yesterday. The guy completely reinvents himself. Nobody heard of the Beatles.
That was me when I was at the jewelry store. You know, and I told that gal, "How in your 70s are good. Your 70s are okay. I'm saying, look at Bruce Springsteen's 70. I told you this yesterday. And I go, the president is 73 years old. I got the dirtiest look. I say, what? She goes, Paul McCartney's 75. Okay, great. Got it. Hey. We'll play when we come back. That's really nice. Look at this.
But I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia.
Come on, how beautiful is that?
Yeah.
It's softened even Al up. I can see you. Look at it. You're not angry anymore. 6:37 with Joe on the radio. It's nice, calm radio now. Yeah, so we're going to be like a sound machine, you know? You're going to have to put that on.
Not the sound machine you have. I don't know how you sleep. The Miami sound machine would have a tough time sleeping.
Jaden Horne's going to join us momentarily. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials in Hudson County confirming a New York City woman died over the weekend from injuries caused during a local car crash. Prosecutors say Queens resident Alyssa Matos pronounced dead Sunday at Jersey City Medical Center when she was being treated following a two-car collision in West New York. Matos, a passenger in a vehicle that collided back on June 18th with a second car at 60th and Jefferson Streets. Two other people in the car with Matos suffered non-life-threatening injuries, as did both drivers. No criminal charges have been filed. Some cyclists in New York City are angry after a woman was hit and killed while riding her bicycle in Manhattan. A rally held Monday evening with cyclists calling on the city to do more to protect bikers. 20-year-old Robin Heitman struck by a truck driver Monday morning On 6th Avenue near 23rd Street, the driver left the scene but returned later. He was not identified. Police say he was issued 5 summonses. There have now been 11 cycling deaths this year. In sports, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Hicks, homered to help power the Yankees to a 10-8 win over the Blue Jays. Bombers also tied the Major League record by homering in their 27th straight game. Steven Matz allowed 3 homers and 7 runs in 4 1/3 innings as the Mets lost 13-7 against the Phillies. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take it over to the subways. Heading over to the 2 and the 3 downtown delays. It's all due to some signal problems. 7 train is back on or close. N train service suspended in both directions. Ditmars Boulevard to Queensboro Plaza. That's all due to some ongoing police department activity. Expect some delays here as you head inbound at the GWB about 10 minutes in. Lincoln 20, Holland up to 25. 80 East exit 34, an overturned vehicle. Garden State Parkway southbound at 141, a collision. Northbound Garden State Parkway 135, an accident in Clark. It's busy on the southbound Deegan into the Cross Bronx because of earlier problems. And taking a ride to the westbound belt at Sunrise Highway, an accident. LIE westbound, that's busy through Maurice Avenue with a collision there. And traffic is moving slowly for you as you head over to Springfield Boulevard, getting up toward the area of Merrick Boulevard. Looks like an accident involving a tractor trailer there. All lanes now subject to closure. Some scattered thunderstorms today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere, and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers, and the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 6:42 on this Tuesday. Great to have you with us. It's going to be a great day for you. I feel it in my bones. But you know what? I know it's going to rain a little bit. Is it raining a little bit today? I like that. See, I'm a pluviophile. When it rains, that means good luck. You know that. Hey, so you got to get the John Bramnick book. John Bramnick is the world's funniest lawyer. Very funny guy. I tell you, he does a lot of great things down in Trenton as the leader on the down there in the assembly. However, he is funny. He goes out on the road. Me and Frankie Five Boroughs, if I can. How funny was John Bramnick?
He's hysterical.
At the Tropicana. It was great.
Yeah, he was great. When he started his whole shtick, he just said, "John Bramnick, New Jersey's funniest attorney." So I, like a wise guy, just start laughing at that point. Yeah. And he gave me a look, because he knew I was being a wise guy from the stage, that only a comedian could give. Funniest politician I've met.
I tell you, he was great. And he got out, and then he walked away from the podium, put his elbow on the podium, and just did some jokes that I don't want to give it away, because you're gonna go, you got to see John in person when you get a chance. Meantime, he has the book, Bramnick book, Bramnick. If you type in to Amazon, go to Bramnick book, you will get the funniest book. It has advice, and the name of the book is called Why People Don't Like You, and they tell you different things that you should do, like when you use your phone and I do this now because I read John's book, apologize before you go to the phone. Because how many times somebody's talking, you go right to your phone, oh, I got this email. You got to say, I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I look at the phone? I have to answer this back. Apologize for it before you do it. Here's another rule. Don't be the person that always brings up politics and religion at parties. You know, how about that? You hear what the president said? Don't even go there while you're at the party. And our favorite, our all-time favorite, guys, you're in the locker room. We've told you this 1,000 times. You go over to talk to somebody. Put a towel on. Just put it. Just saying. Just minor little details. Check out Why People Don't Like You. It's the Bramnick book. You're going to love it. It's hysterical. It's a great read. I highly recommend it. Order on Amazon today by typing in Bramnick book.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com Studios.
So I sing the song of love for Julia. Seashell eyes, windy smile.
I want to meet somebody like him.
Calls me.
That's why I like this song. So look at Al.
Don't look at me like that. The answer is no.
Listen.
Lennon was beautiful.
I tell you, so the nurse comes in. My mom's there. Yeah, Jaden Horn was. Jaden, how are you? I feel like you're part of the team, man. So we're going to just jump in.
All right.
So Julia walks in, the nurse. Julia, the nurse, walks in. I know what you're thinking, but no, I was good. So I go, I said, Mom, Julia, this is the song. I start playing the song for the Beatles. She goes, who was that, the Beatles? I said, listen to that. When we were kids, I was probably in 10th grade when that was being played. And she goes, oh, it's a beautiful song. Great song. I'm going to find little gems, Al, and I know you'll find them on that computer of yours. And so we're going to play them. Hey, Jaden, welcome to the show. So Jaden said, according to John Bramnick's book, what's the other thing you shouldn't do that you just said to me? Why People Don't Like You is the name of the John Bramnick book, but there's certain things. What was the thing that you had that
you shouldn't talk to people at the urinal?
Thank you. Thank you and thank you. That may be in the Bramnick book. If it's not, it'll be in the next version.
I'm going to look for it.
What is that? Why do people do that? And not to be inappropriate this early morning, but you're a guy. Hey, you know, I met you once before. How are you doing? Okay. I don't want to be talked to. Don't even look at me. Don't look at me. That's why you always do a urinal away. If there's an empty urinal,
I mean, that's just the standard operating procedure. Not to mention, you know, if they're actually, they're a clean person, the time to talk is then when you're washing your hands. That's when you're looking in the mirror and you got nothing else to do. You can make some small talk.
It's so true. I was at a Rangers game once. I told this story on the air. Oh, it was the worst. The guy just finished up. He puts his hand. Please.
No.
It's like people look for me because they know I'm a germaphobe.
They know,
they know I'm a germaphobe, man. It is so funny. Hey, so what happened? So you hurt your foot. Jaden is from Reclaim New York. We're going to talk about the legislative session in a second. You hurt your foot. You're okay now?
Yeah, so I hurt my foot. No, I'm not okay.
What happened, man?
Well, you know, so I was running stairs. Yes, it's my foot. So, you know, I was running stairs and kind of the ball of my foot going up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
And they thought I broke it, and then they did all these scans, and it's not broken. Because apparently my bones are resilient, but, soft tissue is not so much.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what it is. But, you know, I'm refusing to acknowledge that it exists still pushing hard.
Bring on the pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Bring on the pain. Yeah. You want Dr. Rock Positano is the foremost foot and ankle expert in the world. If you want Dr. Rock Positano at HSS, you let us know. We'll send you over to Rocky.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So, believe me, I'm in a silly mood, so forgive me. I shouldn't tell the guys this, but Jane, you're a nice young guy. Liberty University, I feel like you're family. Hey, you are family. So I told you I met this when the state troopers were gonna. I did a thing for the state troopers last week, whenever it was, and they said we're gonna have a homicide detective drive you home. So and the guys know. So she was like really, you know, this kick butt state trooper, cool gal that drove me home. And
okay,
it was great. So I think I have a little crush on her because she's a trooper. She has a weapon.
Were you in the front seat or the back seat, Joe?
I was in the front seat.
Yeah, I don't believe you. She put you in the back seat. No. I don't blame her.
No, I'm right next. She was so great. She goes like this. This is Al. I'm waiting to tell the guys. They will ride me about this forever, to your point about the stairs. So we're texting back and forth. And she goes, I know you like to work out. I go, yeah, I like to work out. Alice. She goes like this. She goes, you know, I just ran 150 stairs. up and down at the stadium. You should come with me one day because I know you like to work out. It's the end of that relationship. How can you imagine?
Hang on.
Back in the day, when I was your age, Jade, I would run UCLA. We would go to UCLA at Los Angeles, beautiful facility out there, and I would run every single one of those stairs, stadium stairs. Now, this is where my age finally came to bat. You know, hey, Joe, you work out, right? Yes, I do, Sergeant. Well, let's go run together.
You can do it. I believe you.
You think I can make it, man?
Yeah,
no, man. I don't know.
Didn't you just celebrate a birthday? You're like 30 years young.
Yeah.
Come on.
107. Hey, Jaden, there are things to talk about in New York. What's bothering you? I love you because you're on the congestion pricing situation. God bless you for that because that is an assault. They won't stop. What else is happening? What are the dumb things now they're trying to pass through now?
What are the dumb things?
Take your pick.
What are the smart things? If we start there, the list is very, very small. So the session just adjourned. And in the last week alone, they stuffed 550 bills down the throats of New Yorkers.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the rest of the session, only did some 300-some. Okay? So some of the deals that we got at the end were a Green New Deal, which, you know, sounds great because we love branding, and I'm wearing my nice mint green blazer, so, you know, you might be mistaken to believe I believe in this. But essentially what it will do is it's, you know, some Soviet-style command economy where the governor now has a commission that is going to demand and require economy-wide carbon emission reductions.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Which means it's going to raise the cost for all New Yorkers.
That's exactly right.
It sounds like a great idea, but again, there's a cost attached to this.
They didn't put that no glass thing in that de Blasio said. No, but he wished.
Well, of course not, because de Blasio hasn't been around. And that's the other thing. You know, so in the beginning of this session, after years of corruption in New York, we were promised ethics reform. The governor opened with it. The assembly opened with it. I was there. They promised a constitutional amendment. We have 935 bills. We have congestion pricing. We have universal rent control across the state. We have this Green New Deal. And you know what we don't have? You know what they adjourned without doing?
What's that?
Meaningful ethics reform. But you know what they got? They got their salary increases, all of them.
Right.
And they got the limits on outside income thrown out by a judge. So they got their cake, they ate it too, and New Yorkers are getting screwed because we don't get a cleaner, more efficient government that is doing what it's supposed to be doing for New Yorkers. And that, I mean, that is the sum total of the roundup for this legislative session.
They gave themselves a raise.
Yeah. At the beginning of this session.
Yeah, amazing. That's the first thing they did.
And they said it was going to be coupled with ethics reform.
Yeah.
They were going to stop double dealing and back dealing, steering contracts.
They can make money outside the office, they said?
Yeah, so judge threw out the limits on outside income.
Wow, man. You think that leads away to corruption in New York? No. What a thought, huh?
No, corruption in New York. Never heard of such a thing, Joe. I don't think it exists.
Listen, you can find Jason as a communications director for Reclaim New York. Where can we find you online, Jason?
ReclaimNYNow.org.
Jaden, I was thinking about the state trooper. Okay, Jaden Horan, communication director for Reclaim New York. Hey, keep the fight going, man. Thanks for coming on. I love the jacket.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks.
No, it's good. Jaden Horan, thanks so much, Jaden. Appreciate it very much. 652, that green, I think I got to get myself one of those green things, Deb, huh? Jacket like that.
Yeah.
You know what I want to get to? Coral. Coral. Mo had a coral dress on the other day. I said, great. I said, great pink. She goes, no, it's coral.
Nice.
So kind of like De Niro in Casino. Is that what that was? Yeah. We'll work on it. Thank you. We'll start with the lime green. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Debbie's out there at 6:52 on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Jaden. Let's go over to the Garden State Parkway south of 141. Watch out for an accident. Right lane is blocked. It's kind of busy on the LIE West right into Maurice Avenue with a collision there. On the westbound belt by Sunrise Highway, an accident still being cleared. Prepare for slowdowns. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The ACLU and many other liberal organizations are well-funded. You know the types, rich socialists, left-wing supporters who are bent on seeing our constitutional freedoms be dismantled. Right now, Alliance Defending Freedom is coming to those of us at AM 970 The Answer and asking us to help them continue the fight against those well-funded liberal organizations. See, whether it's your business, school, or maybe your house of worship or the place you volunteer, your freedoms are under attack. And by giving a gift of $100 right now, you not only help protect and defend your freedoms, but the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. ADF lawyers take every case that they represent at no charge to the person they represent. And that's why your gift to Alliance Defending Freedom matters. Go to am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Just give $100. That will keep ADF in the fight for your freedoms, your First Amendment, and your religious freedoms in the days to come. 800-569-1559 if you'd like to dial a number. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Just 50 of us giving a $100 gift right now can make a huge difference in the fight to protect your freedom and liberty and those of your children and grandchildren. What does your donation support? It stops attacks on our freedoms, and if necessary, it fights them all the way to the Supreme Court. And in fact, if we don't step up and make this fight, we may lose the very freedoms that we have come to love, our life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness for your family and your children's family. Call 800-569-1559 or go to am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. That's 800-569-1559.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
A humid day today. We'll start out with clouds and a couple of showers and heavy thunderstorms during the morning hours. Watch for some flooding downpours. Then clouds will break for some sunshine this afternoon. Today's high 83. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Low 70 in Midtown, 62 to 66 in most suburbs. Sunshine and patchy clouds tomorrow. Warm but humid, high 88. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy. Very warm but humid, high 89. AM 970, the answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Joe Piscopo, 5 before 7 o'clock, 6:55 right now. Hi, telling you about Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield. I love telling you about Rhino Shield. It's a ceramic coating that goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete, block, or whatever coating you presently have. And you got to stop throwing your money away. I was painting. I told you this. At my house, I was painting different areas of my home for years. I go, Mikey, would you help me out? We'd get on the ladder, and we'd go to a faded area, and if someone was coming over, if mom was coming over, I would paint like an area in the back by the deck, so when you sit on the deck, you look up, and it's not all faded. My buddy Guy would come over and help. I don't do that anymore. I called Susan after hearing myself telling you about Rhino Shield, you know, how Susan's team cleans and repairs the brick, adds a waterproof adhesive, primer sealer, and ceramic top coat that insulates and waterproof when you put on this Rhino Shield, like this ceramic coating. She did it to the house. Spectacular. It looks freshly painted. And you know what? Every single day throughout every kind of weather, the heat, the rain, the snow, it looks great. You have to at least call Susan at 877-744-6608 for what? A free estimate. And when you get Rhino Shield, you get a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. Go to rhinoshieldofny.com and check this out, please. rhinoshieldofny.com. Or again, call Susan for a free estimate, 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. Jersey Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs, a lot going on. Jaden, I like the way he keeps a watch on the legislature up there. They gave themselves a raise, yet are still able to work outside of their office for outside income.
For now. I mean, I had lunch with Tom DiNapoli the other day. He says they're going to appeal this, and he thinks they'll win the appeal. But as it stands now, they got a $40,000 pay raise, maybe more, and they're still going to be able to earn outside income as of this moment.
$40,000 pay raise?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. How do they get away? We can't afford it in New York.
But at least that was discussed and debated. The 550 pieces of legislation that they rammed through in the last day of the legislative session, as Jaden pointed out, No, they never got an honest airing. It's all this garbage that they just shoved in to one giant piece of legislation. That's why they call it the Big Ugly.
We
don't even know what's in there. Nicole Maliotakis has been pointing out that they almost allowed illegal aliens to vote part of this.
You got to watch it. And then we're going to talk about the big election in Queens today.
Yeah, polls are open in Queens. If you live in Queens and you're a Democrat, be sure to get out and vote.
Okay, and we'll talk about that when we come back at 6:58 right now with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Jason Johnson's going to join us. Chaz Palminteri in the house with Sergeant Joseph Aperitrice. It's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.